and you drag those logs off, you know, see?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that might
have a
tendency to keep your flies from biting that. They will, it sure does.
I had one nibbling on me.
That's the reason sometimes I lay down out here on this bed and rest and squirt a little around on my arms and lay down there, and they never bother me at all anymore.
Those little flat bees are sure miserable things. And, you'd say you did what to the log then?
Well, you'd say, for instance, you'd drag it at that time. Now here, for instance, back in those times, you might drag that log for 150, 200 yards before you could load it.
Have you done
and
that?
Then load it on a wagon, maybe, and put it out there with your mules then, see?
Have you done that?
It'd be a different thing now to what it would be then, and I'll tell you for why. You take a cable and long cable and a winch, you know, and pull these logs out of those places. Even drive your truck up on top, way up on the bank, way up there. Good long cable and get down and hitch on a log and drag it out of there.
Yeah, and they get the winch right on the truck.
That's right.
Well, that's a slick way to do it.
So at the time when I was a boy, there wasn't no such a thing as that.
No.
And if you had any logs in a tight place, there wasn't anything else to do, only drag them out before you could load them, see?
Uh-huh.
And then you load them on skids and load them with your team, you see?
Uh-huh.
Now then, they just go down and tie on the log down in the canyon, pull it up there and go right on and pull it right on up on top of the truck.
Uh-huh.
Oh boy, they load so much different than what they used to.
What did you call that rack for sawing logs that looked like this? Put a log up here and...
You mean...
Did you have one of those?
Benson or something?
No, I was thinking more for firewood, maybe.
Oh, that was... let's see. What did they call them? I know what you're talking about. Then you'd lay a log in there and sew it up.
Yeah, then I had another one.
Yeah,
still got one like this.
Yeah, I know what it is. Just exactly. But I can't call the name. It's a doggone long ago now. I know what you're talking about, though. Lay a log up in there, and you could saw it up then, you know. And
take a butt saw.
Wasn't no way to hold it. Have to hold it, you know, see. But I don't remember we had any name for that or not. I know what you're talking about there, and have had them before.
Sawhorse, sawbuck?
Sawbuck, that's it. Sawhorses. That's what it is, sawhorses.
Any difference in the names between these
two? No, I don't think so. Well, it might be, this year it'd be a saw rack and maybe a sawhorse here, the difference.
When you first started to shave, what did you use? A straight razor?
Years after that.
What equipment did you have to have with that?
Well, you didn't have anything on a strap to keep it wetted up. And if it did get dull enough, you may have to have somebody hone it for you.
Uh-huh.
Or you could hone it yourself if you could.